Dr. Wallington Ferguson dictating cardiovascular clearance on patient Padilla, P-A-D-I-L-L-A, first name Jerry, J-E-R-R-Y, the date of birth, April 21, 1959, the date of evaluation. May 8, 2025, the chief complaint, the 66-year-old male seen preoperatively, period. The HPI, the patient is a 66-year-old male who reports an industrial injury to the left ankle approximately 7 years earlier. He dates his injury to February of 2019, period. The patient reports that an 1,100-pound object fell onto his feet during a work-related incident, period. The patient stated that he underwent physical therapy but has had no other treatment, period. He reports pain, which he describes as 6/10 and limited to the ankle, period. Pain was initially non-radiating, period. However, correction, pain was initially radiating, but it is now non-radiating, period. He had been evaluated by Dr. Hyatt. The system left ankle pain and having no improvement despite conservative activities that include the use of an AFO brace, physical therapy, exercise shoes, and a 7-millimeter heel lift, period. It was noted that his pain was worsening with the long periods of ambulation, period. The patient was sought to require surgical intervention for instability of the left ankle, and he is now scheduled to have surgery for left lateral ankle stabilization, ankle arthroscopy with IGD repair, osteogonum, O-S-T-R-I-G-O-N-U-M excision, and possible peroneal tendon repair. The patient denies any symptoms of chest pain, shortness of breath, or palpitations, period. Has medical history, 1 hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia. Past surgical correction, number 3, CVA in February of 2025. Past surgical history, atheroscopic surgery bilaterally. Neck number colonoscopy, medications, atorvastatin 40 milligrams one daily, clopidogrel 75 milligrams one daily, lisinopril hydrochloric iodide 10/12.5 one daily, Zyrtec 10 milligrams PRN, allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, aunts and uncles with diabetes, social history, he denies cigarette smoking, alcohol, or drug use. The review of systems, constitutional, unremarkable. I report loss of peripheral vision in the left eye. The your assistance otherwise is unremarkable. The physical examination, blood pressure 170/88, pulse 56, respiratory rate 14, height 68 inches, weight 270.8 pounds. In general, patient is alert, oriented, and in acute distress. Abdomen is noted to be obese. He is musculoskeletal. He has 10 minutes of palpation over the anterior ankle joint. Direction over the ankle joint line. There is no catheter here. There is significant pain with plantar flexion here. He further is noted to have tenderness along the posterior ankle joint capsule period. Data review. MRI demonstrates a very large os os trigonum directly adjacent to the FHL tendon sheath. There is noted to be deficiencies in the ATF and CF ligaments, period. There is a small osteochondral lesion noted on the shoulder of the medial dome of the talus. Period. There is an increased fluid signal in the planus tarsi as well. Period. The EKG demonstrates sinus rhythm 48 beats per minute. Period. Atrial premature complexes unnoted. Period. There is left foot access. Period. The impression. This is a 66-year-old male who is seen preoperatively. He is found to have 1 bradycardia, X number hypertension, X number hypercholesterolemia, X number obesity, X number osteochondritis dissecans, left ankle, X number lateral ankle instability, left. Next number, os trigonum, left ankle. The plan, CBC, 1020, hemoglobin A1C, here, lipid panel, urinalysis. Echocardiogram is further recommended. Here, is noted to have some chronic changes of state. This is dermatitis of the lower extremity, period. He is to be started on furosemide, 20 milligrams for a kilo daily, period. Dr. Wellington Ferguson, ending dictation. Thank you.